Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast, and I wanted to talk to you about commissions again. And more specifically, I wanted to talk to you how commissions will actually impact your future purchase. So most people selling a home, right, will take the money, their equity, and they'll put it down on the next property. And if you take the averages, and so I'm going to be speaking in averages here, okay, because that's the fairest way I see how to talk about this. If you take the averages and the fact that the average cost right now in the year 2019 to sell a property through traditional channels using the real estate industry, real estate agents, okay, is $21,000. And I've talked about this in a different way before in terms of, what that represents for the average American income, the average monthly income, so on and so forth. But I wanted to talk about it now in terms of how it will impact your next mortgage, right? Because unless you're paying cash for the next house from the equity of this house that you're selling or potentially would sell in the future, you're going to have a mortgage. So if we take averages and we say that $21,000 is the average cost to sell a house, and if you would have used that to put down on your next house, which is what most people do, the impact on a $350,000 purchase is $111 a month in a mortgage payment. Now, most Americans are actually living paycheck to paycheck, and most Americans who are getting mortgages, that $111 would actually impact their ability to qualify for the next loan. So that is challenge number one. And then challenge number two is, how does that impact you long term? Let's say you're moving from the current house to the final house where you will pay off a 30-year mortgage. Now, most people don't pay off a 30-year mortgage, which is an entirely different challenge. But if we look at this from the perspective of getting the next mortgage, it's a 30-year mortgage, and how that $111 impacts you. If you were to pay that $111 for the next 30 years, which is 360 payments, that $21,000 actually turns into $39,000 and change. So you're getting close to double. So instead of putting that money in your pocket and then back down on the next house, not only are you not able to do that, you're actually going to pay close to double the amount in mortgage payments over time. So it doesn't, again, it is so hard to justify the cost of using a licensed real estate agent when, with the right tools, anyone can literally do it on their own without having to sacrifice their time or their sales price, because there is a formula that anyone can use to sell a property. So again, if you're $21,000 on average to sell a house over the life of the next mortgage, it could work out to be, almost double. Now, people will argue and go, well, nobody does that, right? Nobody, and here's the argument they make. Well, the same thing can be said about a credit card bill, right? Now, credit card companies have to tell you, if you pay this amount, which is the minimum, it'll take you this long to pay it off, and you'll pay this much in interest, which is obviously higher interest than you would pay on a mortgage, a traditional mortgage. But the reality is that people still pay the minimum. We're such creatures of habit as human beings that unless we're disciplined enough to pay extra every month or pay more every year or not carry excessive debt, the numbers are stacked against you as this scenario goes to end up paying that amount over time. There's the two challenges, right? It's the challenge of potentially not qualifying, and yes, people get that close to not being able to qualify. This is oftentimes where lenders run into challenges with buyers, is that they're that close on their what's called their debt to income ratios and so forth. And so if that stuff is so tight that, you know, an extra $100 or $111 in this example puts them off, it will, and then they can't get the loan. They don't get the house that they want to get. And so it becomes very difficult to justify the expense of selling a house their traditional way. It's just not necessary anymore. And it hasn't been necessary for a long time, to be honest with you. So anyways, take that information. I hope that it is helpful to you. And as always, I hope to see you on the next podcast.